And I want to welcome into the studio now Georgina Fettigan from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Georgina.
Good afternoon, John.
And we're going to cover back to education allowances.
Education allowances, what we're going to talk about today, yeah?
Yeah.
And as the name suggests, it's a payment, an allowance for people who are unemployed, parenting alone or have a disability or on certain other social welfare payments. Now, there is a stipulation that this has to be a payment if you're doing a second level or a third level course. There are other payments that people can avail of if they want to do smaller courses, shorter courses, such as for personal development or general training courses. But unfortunately, the back to education is not covered for those type of courses. So since 2016-17 academic year, the back to education, as I said, is only payable for certain courses. They have to be in the Republic or in the north of Ireland. It can be paid for abroad, other Erasmus, but only in very, very certain circumstances. Sorry, John, I'm getting all stuttery. So there's two study options, as I said. There's one for third level and the other one then is for second level. In either case, there has to be a QQI certified course. For example, if you wanted to do something at a level 7 or a level 6, but you have already attended that and on a previous day, you have to show progression. You see, so if you've started off at a level 5, you have to progress to a level 6 and then on to a level 7 and so on and so on. Now, they have relaxed that rule a little bit as well because people may have done courses way, way back and those type of industries have gone by the wayside with the economy change and everything. So they understand that people need to retrain in certain areas and they will have a look at it as well. So, you know, all is not lost. I would say to people, always check with their interview officer and see can they be covered to do the course again. What they won't cover, though, is a second year at the same level. So say, for instance, somebody unfortunately failed or they didn't complete their exams, they won't continue to pay for that particular year.
So that means you can't continue on.
Yeah, or you can continue on, but you just have to pay for it yourself. So there's two ways. As I said, the second level, which is most post-leaving cert type courses, and then there's the third level. Generally, we will have to start at year one in the third level, which is a degree and an honours degree. The back to education allowance is payable in certain circumstances for postgraduate, which is master's courses, but in only very, very small circumstances and usually only in the area of education. So a master's in education or any type of course that would lead to a HDIP, so a higher diploma. This payment can be paid alongside, people might be familiar with the SUSE grant. There's two elements to the SUSE grant. One is the fees portion in which that your fees is paid, and the second is a monthly payment. Unfortunately, you couldn't get the monthly payment alongside the back to education allowance. So it used to be that you'd be able to get all three, but unfortunately, as things stand, they're rolling back on most things, so you can only get one or the other. Now, qualifying for the payment, in general, you will qualify for back to education. You must be over 21 and you must be over 24 for postgraduate master's level courses. And there's a whole list of payments here that will qualify you. I'll run through some of them quick. Any of the job seekers ones, obviously. One parent, deserted wives, widows, carers allowance, blind pension, disability allowance, invalidity pension and illness benefit will also qualify you for back to education as long as you're on it for more than 2 years. So there's a good few ways of getting on to the course or the payment. The qualifying time periods are a little bit different as well. So for second level courses, you must be in receipt of those payments for 3 months. And for third level courses, you have to be in receipt of the payments for 9 months. And then for the master's level, you have to be in receipt of the payment for more than 12 months. Again, you know, if there's special circumstances that you want your entry officer to consider, you can go in and have a chat with them and see if there's something that they can do. The age limits, as I've already said, you must be over 21 years and over 24 years for if you're going along to do your master's. So I feel like I'm giving you all the bad news about this payment, but I'm not really. Prior to 2015, qualified adults used to be able to get onto the Back to Education, but that's no longer possible unless they have an underlying entitlement to a payment in their own right, and they will have to prove that before they go on to the Back to Education. Now, previously as well, prior to the 2016-17 academic year, people could work while in receipt of the Back to Education allowance, and it didn't affect their payment. Unfortunately, now it does. And the way they do that is the means test for the payment that they had come off of to go on to the Back to Education, that would apply then to the Back to Education allowance.
Yeah, so it would be reduced. Are these changes recent?
Most of them are from 2015. This particular one is from 2016-17 academic year.
Yeah.
You could work, and it wouldn't affect. Now, you could only work 20 hours during term time, but you could do 40 hours at the on the holidays and at weekend, or not weekends, midterms. But unfortunately, they roll back on everything, so they're kind of capping people.
So it's a bit harder.
It is a little bit harder. It is, and maybe they think that things are improving so much that people don't need these supports anymore. But clearly, from what we see in the office, people do still need that level of support, and especially in the areas of where they want to retrain. They maybe have trained in something that industry is gone now from Ireland. So really, they need that support to remain there for people to re-educate or retrain in certain areas. But for some reason they're not. There is one thing that they haven't taken away, which is good. It's the cost of education allowance, the €500, which is there for people who get onto the Back to Education allowance when they have a dependent child. So that's there to cover the likes of, I don't know, books, materials, childcare, anything at all. It's just an extra €500 that's there for them to help them through what can be a very, very poor time. I was a student myself at one stage, and I know it's very hard to make ends meet. You know, you juggle things around, and you know, you defer paying this until this comes in, and it can be costly to be a student, and especially then if you have
especially if you're paying for digs and stuff like
that. You know? Exactly, and especially then if you have a child, as I did, and it's not easy, but you know, we try and make it worth it. So what I would say to anybody is, if they're in doubt at all about the payment or whether they'll qualify or any of the rules are around it, they can pump up into us in the office, and we'd be happy to discuss the situation with anybody. We're there from 9:30 till 1 and 1:30 to 4:30 Monday to Friday. They can talk to us on the phone as well. Our number up there is 0761 078190, or they can just log on to the website www.citizensinformation.ie. But it's always nice to talk to somebody in person, you know, just maybe trash out your situation and say, but what about this or what about that? And we're always there and we're happy to help, you know.
And there's a few outreach.
We have a lovely new outreach down in Eanmore that we just started 2 weeks ago. I'm down there on a Friday morning from 9:30 till 12:30. So we're in the Edith building, the Edith building, whichever way you choose to pronounce it. It's the Eanmore Drug Intervention Team's building. It's a lovely new building. It's in Unit 6 in Eanmore Shopping Centre. So we'd be more than happy to have a chat with anybody if they're passing by, even just stick their head in and say hello. Or if we can do anything for them, we'll do that too.
And if there's Omni as well.
Oh, we have Omni. Omni's a long time running. It's Tuesday. That's Anita's baby. She does that on a Tuesday morning. And then we have Beaumont Hospital. We're in Beaumont Hospital on a Thursday morning.
And if the information isn't available at the outreach, you will contact people.
Absolutely. We do that. We do a lot of follow-up work with people. Yeah. Maybe they have a small query at the outreach, and they end up coming into us, or we will follow up with them on the phone, post them out information if that's what needs to be done, or anything at all. People just need to check in with us, or even just to run something by us, we're always there and happy to help.
And it's a walk-in service.
No appointment. Yeah. And you will speak to a human being. no such thing as pressing 3 for this and 2 for that.
Don't talk to me. I've gone through that recently myself.
It's a nightmare.
Organisations, and it's a nightmare.
It's hard. No, but we're human. We're human up here. So come in and see us.
No online chat or any of this rubbish.
No.
Okay, Georgina, listen, thanks very much for coming
in
to me.
Thanks for having us, as always, John.
I know how busy you are.